Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and my new book, The Third Ingredient, it's now won 5 international awards, is thethirdingredient.com, number 3, thethirdingredient.com. Ed Harrington is our guest, our good friend, great Brain Trust member, CEO of Ideas to Go, co-author of Outsmart Your Instincts. We're talking about rationalizing, folks, confabulating, framing, all those kinds of things, misdirection. And, Ed, when I think about some of the things you were talking about earlier, about how people, you know, name things, give things names that make it sound better than they are, you know, we have an entire 150-year history of puffery, right? I mean, the market, Madison yep. Avenue, has been using the legal form of misdirection and what you call confabulating and framing. That's called puffery in on Madison Avenue, and it's legal. I mean, I can say yeah. my tires are beautiful. You know, my tires will float like a feather on the road. You know, I can say stuff like that. It's legal because people know it's obviously hyperbole. But and so in advertising, people do things like that, and you expect it. But what I'm presuming the burr under your blanket is when people use that in settings where people aren't expecting hyperbole; they're expecting the real deal. What do you think?
That is what it is. I think it's okay to say, hey, look, I make the world's greatest hamburger, because frankly, most people will go, well, that's subjective, and I don't believe it. But then when you start saying, you know, that, hey, I want to share my place with you, and you're really just charging me money, well, you're really not sharing your place with me. And I don't think that's sort of the most heinous thing. But right. What the truth is, as you say, you're allowed to say a lot of stuff and not necessarily back it up. I would probably argue that puffery goes back to the cave drawing where, you know, the one caveman is showing the bigger antelope or the bigger right. you know, mastodon or whatever that he killed. And, you know, the others move to that particular cave area and find out it was a bunch of crap.
I have my wife is a lovely person, and everybody loves her, and whenever people are around me, they always ask me about her, and they say, how is she doing? I say, well, she's the luckiest girl in the world. And that's the story I'm sticking to. So that's my form of puffery. but I get away with that because it's puffery, right? But give us an example of where we run into this when it's not productive. It gets in the way.
Well, I think some of those things, for example, I look sort of on a, you know, on a micro level, when you sometimes look at things like credit card offers, Jim, yeah. that come into people, and they really tell them everything but what it's really going to cost them. I say sometimes what they do is they bury it all in legal, you know,
language. The small print, the fine print.
So you know what he's. Yeah, so here's a pet peeve for me that I hate, and I really question how they can do this all the time and when it's ever going to break. But I don't care what you sign up for in terms of an application or some website. They'll have 40 or 50 pages of legal stuff for you to agree to. Nobody reads it. They know nobody
right.
reads it.
Right.
They have all sorts of things that are in there that are entirely one-sided. And I was, I,
but isn't
I,
that
really
different?
That's
different from confabulation. That's, That's the devil's. That's the devil's in the details. That's not having something hidden in the legal issue is not the same thing as saying only 99 cents a day.
Yes. Or for example, another example I would have is when somebody has false or exaggerated credentials.
Right.
So they give you a sense that somebody's an authority, but when you dig into it, you find out, well, are they really an authority?
Right.
Or are they really just somebody playing that role or who has a tangential authoritative role somehow?
Right.
It's not real science behind what's going on here. You see that a lot in, you know, frankly, infomercials for medical treatments
One thing about this, Ed, is small business owners are scratching their head at this conversation because we can't do that out here on Main Street. We can't get away with confabulation. We can't get away with framing. We can't get away with misdirection because right after we say something or show something, we have to deliver it. We have to prove. I mean, like immediately, and whoever we said it to, they're the people standing in front of us when we deliver something that wasn't what we said. So we can't get away with this. This doesn't work on Main Street.
No, you're too close to the customer, and you'll be smelled out. So it really, it's of course, you know, there are people who fly by night, come in and
about the big companies where you can't possibly even get a person on the phone. They don't even have a phone number.
Well, yeah.
You don't know where their offices are. That's a good example. When we come back after the break, I want to talk about all of this with regard to fake news. Can we talk about that, Ed? Can we talk about what you're talking about with
regard to fake news?
I need your website quickly, please.
IdeasToGo.com.
All right, so check it out. Quick break. Right back with Ed Harrington. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.